Thank you, Aaron. It's a privilege to be here to open up God's word again to us and see what he reveals to us. We are in this wonderful series called The Christian Hypocrite. And at times I think that may have a little bit of a negative tone, but at least as I have been preparing for these messages, as Pastor Ryan has been preparing, it really helps us to focus on how to live a life that Jesus wants us to live. And again, I know you could be asking, you know, why this subject? You know, how come it deserves the whole summer of us thinking about the Christian hypocrite? Because I think most of us know that it's these behaviors, it's the behaviors that, you know, the broken people are looking at. It's the behaviors that those who have been hurt by the church zero in on. It's really our behaviors that those who are questioning life and what's most important in life, they look toward us, whether we like it or not. And they zero in on our behaviors. And if for some reason, somehow, they don't line up with their perception of what a Christian does or says, then we are labeled a hypocrite. And in that process, they say, you know, it just doesn't make any difference. Your neighbors are not looking for Mr. or Mrs. Bible Answer Man. They could give a rip about how much you know about theology. That you may be able to say the books of the Bible even backwards. They don't care. They just want to be able to see your heart. They want to know that the head knowledge of your faith has changed your heart and has affected your behaviors. And if they don't see that, we know that they just don't turn away from you as their neighbor, as, oh, here's one of those weirdos. But they really reject the church. They put the whole idea of Jesus on the back burner, and they continue with their life because they see you just continuing in your life as if there really is no faith for you. And again, so we have decided to just to dive into that a little bit more over the summer. Again, we have been reminded about this idea of faith and what it means to not be a hypocrite through the whole, you know, book of, not the whole book of Romans, the whole chapter 12. Oh,